T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Let's get Adam Schuster on here. I'm very excited to talk to him about this story that is circling a lot of conversations in the state of Illinois right now. What does it mean when Governor Pritzker spends over $51 million to try to push through his progressive income tax? He wants a yes vote in November on his fair tax, the fair tax and the progressive tax. I'm not sure what the literature is, and maybe Adam can help us here on how it's going to look on the ballot. But I want to make sure people understand this, because I'm seeing the pro, the vote yes ads that are being put out there right now, and it's asking for fairness. Vote yes for fairness. Well, Adam, thank you for coming on here with the Illinois Policy Institute. You're the budget and tax research director. Any concern for taxpayers in the state of Illinois, for business owners in the state of Illinois, on what J.B. Pritzker says is fair?
Yeah, absolutely. And really, you know, I think voters can just look back. We're only about 3 years out from the anniversary of the last major income tax hike we had in the state. On July 6, 2017, the General Assembly overrode Governor Bruce Rauner's then veto of the largest permanent income tax hike in our state's history. And it hasn't even been 3 years, and they're coming back asking taxpayers for more money. And so what I've been suggesting is that we should look at the results of the last tax increase, see where the money went, see, you know, how state finances changed. And what you see is that the debt burdens continued to grow, the spending continued to grow. Huge portions of the new money that the state brought in went to pensions and debt service, not to, to greater services for Illinoisans. Our credit rating hasn't changed, and our economy has only gotten worse. So, you know, the argument I would make to voters is simply they haven't tried anything other than coming back to taxpayers and treating them like a bottomless piggy bank. The last time they tried to do this, it failed. So why would you trust them with more of your money now?
Adam Schuster, you're budget and tax director at Illinois Policy. As you're looking at this progressive tax or fair tax or whatever we're calling it now, is there anybody who will benefit from this tax? I mean, are they saying that everybody's taxes will go up above a certain point and some people's will go down? Or is it just everybody? Some people's go up, some people stay the same.
That's a great question. So they are saying that you will get income tax relief for certain segments of the population, according to Governor Pritzker. But when you actually dive into it, it's virtually nothing. So for very low income residents, you know, somebody making around $12,000 a year, they would save just $6. $6 per year on their income taxes.
From the billionaire.
That supposed tax savings has already been more than wiped out by the tax and fee increases that were pushed through last year. That's, you know, doubling the gas tax increase, higher vehicle registration fees, higher online sales taxes, a whole range of things that the General Assembly did last year. You know, your typical consumer has already, you know, seen their taxes go up by more than they would see under the progressive rate plan. But what's really concerning is not the initial set of rates that are attached to this, but the fact that, you know, if you eliminate the flat tax protection from the Constitution, and you also, by the way, would be eliminating the prohibition that there can only be one income tax at a time. That's another thing this amendment does that people don't often talk about. Yeah, so under the current Constitution, it says that there can only be one income tax imposed on businesses and one income tax imposed on individuals. But the text of the amendment actually strikes that and would allow the General Assembly to establish multiple income taxes potentially, which is something you've actually seen in other progressive tax states. So they could tax your same income multiple times. For example, if they wanted to have a regular income tax plus a special surcharge just for the pension debt or something like that, this would give them the power to do that. And so the ultimate concern is that middle class taxes will go up as well as, you know, the quote unquote rich.
I want to ask you about the support for the fair tax. I'm reading this article on IllinoisPolicy.org that we will share as well. And it says Pritzker almost single-handedly has been funding the Vote Yes for Fairness Committee, being run by his former deputy campaign manager. Besides the $51.5 million donated June 26, he also gave $5 million in December. Is anybody else actively financially supporting this yes vote? And if it's pretty much limited to Pritzker, what does he have to gain in a passage of this in November?
I think, you know, what Pritzker has to gain is the ability to keep the status quo going in Illinois for a little bit longer. So, you know, Pritzker is the primary backer of this financially. He's a multi-billionaire himself who comes from a very wealthy family. You know, they've been accused in the past of cheating on their own taxes, but like including their property taxes. The Cook County assessor called it a scheme to defraud taxpayers. But he wants people to think it's about tax fairness, that it's about, you know, making the rich pay more. In reality, it's about giving the General Assembly and giving Springfield politicians more power to choose who to tax, how much to tax them, how many times to tax them. And so I think that, you know, nobody really wins from this unless you're part of the establishment in Springfield that benefits by, you know, keeping their essentially legal corruption going, where taxpayers and businesses are forced to service, you know, unreasonable levels of spending on pensions and debt in particular. And so that's the ultimate goal here, I think, is to prop up their system a little while longer. It would ultimately fail to prop it up, but that's what they're going for.
Adam, is it possible that the opposite could happen? Not that they would want it to happen, but if the progressive tax were to fail and not become law and change the U.S., the Illinois Constitution, that they would have to address some of these budget issues instead of just sort of kicking the can down the road again with this tax.
I think that's right, and that's certainly the hope, is that if voters speak in a single clear voice and tell Springfield enough is enough, you've taxed us enough, we're one of the highest tax states in the nation already, you have enough money, it's time to get your spending and debt under control, I'm hopeful that they'll finally get the message. But, you know, ultimately, this is about preserving the protection, the flat tax protection that makes it harder for them to raise taxes on everybody.
Adam, I have a comment here from our Facebook Live from Barb. It said, what about taxing Social Security? I've also read some articles that suggest that the progressive income tax will lead us into the potential of taxing retirement income for people in this state. What does the future look like for people who are living here who may want to retire here regarding the hard work and effort they've put into saving for retirement?
Unfortunately, I think that the progressive income tax makes a retirement tax much more likely, because it would empower the General Assembly to segment the population, and they could start with a tax on only, say, you know, six-figure retirement income or six-figure pensions. But when that inevitably isn't enough money, just like with the regular income tax, they could lower the rates and or rather the bracket at which the thresholds at which the higher rates take effect on retirement income. And actually, a number of progressive tax proponents have actually explicitly said that the next step after a progressive income tax is a retirement income tax. That includes the, you know, Democratic Treasurer Michael Frerichs, includes former state senator and gubernatorial candidate Dan Biss, the Chicago Sun-Times editorial board. So there's a bunch of, you know, progressive tax proponents who themselves are saying, you know, this is step one, get the progressive tax through. Step two is that we want to start taxing retirement income. And the really absurd thing about this is, because of our pension clause, it's quite possible the courts could say that the tax could not apply to public pensions, but only private pensions. So you could end up with a situation where you're taxing Social Security, 401ks, and private pensions to pay for public pensions that aren't taxed.
Oh my gosh. What's the alternative here? Is it spending? It's pension reform. It's spending reform. And the only way that that's going to happen, I mean, that's not going to happen with this current government structure that we have.
Well, they need to be told no. I mean, simply, you know, the General Assembly needs to be told no. They haven't been told no before, you know, and they've tried the same strategy really for the last decade or longer, which is hiking taxes. They hiked taxes in 2011. They hiked them again in 2017. And, you know, these tax hikes haven't been effective. That's, you know, not a political statement. It's just by the numbers, the debt burdens have continued to grow. The economy's gotten worse. Out-migration's gotten worse. The tax hikes have failed. And so what they're asking for now is for permission from voters to double down on that same failed strategy. And if voters tell them no, we're hopeful that they can be forced to pivot to another strategy, which, like you said, is pension reform. And that can be modest pension reform. It doesn't mean taking away retirement security from public servants. And it means, you know, other common sense spending and budget reforms to keep our the growth in our spending in line with what our taxpayers can actually afford. So we can get to a point where we actually can start talking about reducing taxes in the state, which is what we need if we want to have a strong recovery, especially after the coronavirus recession.
Oh, my goodness. Adam, thank you so much for this important information. Always great to talk to you. And we're going to continue to follow this as we step closer and closer to November.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.